Oh my God, what time is it, you guys?
It's live time.
I don't know if you know this, Juicy, but we are not live. We're pre-recording a show. Okay, I think we have enough Big Fatty content for 20 minutes.
The thing we forgot
to tell you guys is that Big Fatty's show, he is so anal. It has to be exactly 20 minutes, like not 20 minutes and 1 second, not 19 minutes and 59 seconds. It has to be exactly 20 minutes. So I, podcast producer extraordinaire, have to stitch all that crap together.
Good luck.
With that burp. And create a Big Fatty tribute show. So Big Fatty
shit in it.
Happy back room at Rawhide.
Rawhide. Oh my God.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
He is so anal.
Yes, well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2959. Hello, BFO, for Monday, the 3rd of June, 2019, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all have got an update on the Hat Arena, and I'm going to tell you about my weekend. Yes, Big Fatty. Big Fatty, is that a word? I don't know. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Yo, your anchorites today. Big Fatty, we don't even know if it's a word. Well, if it is a word, your anchorites today, because, y'all, we are back in Fat Acres. Big Fatty, I know you're happy about that. I am indeed. And I guess
we need to start all of, before we get into the weekend, we need to give you an update on the Hat Arena. Yes, Big Fatty! Yeah, Gussie, y'all, last time I talked to you was Thursday, and the Hat Arena was, y'all, she was actually doing okay. She's been eating better since she's been back at the assisted living. But y'all, I think it was Thursday night, she tried to crawl out of the bed again and hit the floor. Didn't break anything, but y'all, she cut her arm on something. I don't know what she cut her arm on, or elbow. And when they came by to check on her, she was there, and just there was blood on the carpet and everything, but they got all that up and everything. She wasn't hurt. It was just, you know, something, you know, her skin is so thin and all. Anyway, it doesn't take much to, yes, Big Fatty, bring on blood. But, y'all, some days she was better than others. She's still trying to get used to where she is now, y'all. And, you know, the thing is, you know, she's been in 4 different places in the past month. I mean, she was in her regular assisted living before she broke her hip, then the hospital, then the physical therapy facility, now in a different area of the assisted living. So, y'all, I can understand why it's confusing and all to her, but Anyway, y'all, we're just, we're working, hopefully today, Monday, she's going to be evaluated to see if she qualifies for a hospital bed. And y'all, if that happens, which we're hoping will happen, then it'll have the rails on the side of it and everything, and that'll keep her in the bed more. But y'all, it's just, it's not getting any better. I mean, you know, ups and downs, but y'all, I mean, it's, you know, she, it's not gonna be like she's back to where she was, but y'all, it's, you know, who knows, she's proven me wrong before. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, that's it, y'all. Last time I talked to you was on Thursday when I recorded the full right little show, y'all. And y'all, several people have told me that they truly enjoyed Memory Lane Month, and old Stinkpot was one of them. And y'all, it was just interesting, and it sure did help Big Fatty out with content. Big Fatty, you need all the help you can get. It's true, y'all. For right. The 31st of May, y'all, it was the 2-year anniversarium of when the Orange Hat passed away. And so, y'all, it was it wasn't really melancholy, but it was you know, took a few moments to remember. And so it was that. Now, y'all, I had breakfast for right. Morning with my youngest brother. Took him to Brufkas, and y'all, I had cone beef hash, and y'all, it was good and crispy. So after that, headed over and checked, went and spent some time with the Hat Arena, and y'all, then I left her, you know, because I don't stay there all afternoon. And y'all, she decided she wanted to sit on the sofa, so I helped her out of her wheelchair onto the sofa. And y'all, I think before I was able to get to my car, she was already having a little nip-a-nap. And y'all, so I went and I filled up with gasoline at the Sam's Club in Hatlanta. Y'all, I think it was like $2.55 a gallon or 56 cents a gallon or something like that. And y'all, this happened.
Mystery day. Are you ready for your mystery day? Don't be late. It would be great. Open the door for your mystery day.
Be ready for swimming or a dance. When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery
date. Yeah! You're right, squeaky gentleman caller. Yo, it's been a while. Hadn't had any humpity bumpity while over in Atlanta. But y'all, I did. I did have three of my gentlemen callers. I said, "Hey, Big Fatty, what's up?" And you know, I said, "Oh, I'm in Atlanta." And they said, "Well, let us know when you get back." So y'all, I've alerted all of them. So hopefully, will there be some humpity bumpity this week, y'all. But this was a this is somebody I didn't know, obviously, from Atlanta. Y'all, it was a mid-20-year-old little Mexican guy, and he just wanted Big Fatty to come over. And y'all, it was just lovely. Y'all, it was just what I needed. I mean, you know, yes, Big Fatty, you don't have to elaborate at all. And y'all went back and saw, spent the evening with the Hat Arena. Y'all, she was in kind of a pissy mood. No, she wasn't. That was Thursday. She was in the pissy mood. She was okay on Friday. Finished hanging the pictures in her new apartment there at the assisted living and everything with my sister-in-law and my brother. And she's learned how to roll herself around in the wheelchair. And it was like bumper cars. Beep! Fanny bumper cars! And she just kept, it was funny to watch. Big Fanny, is that like Digger's bumper cars? Bumper cars. Oh, okay. I think it wore her out, which is good, because hopefully she slept well for right night. Y'all, I went back to the hat cave, and y'all, I had packed up the Ruby Red because I was going to leave Saturday morning. Y'all, I don't like to drive at night, especially on long distances, so I had already decided I was going to go back Saturday morning. And only thing, I just hadn't packed the last things in my valise, but I had packed all the other stuff and everything. And slept pretty well. Whitman Tinker couldn't find me on for right night. Yes, because it's because you had this humpity bumpity with that Mexican. Well, it could be. Got up Saturday morning. Y'all woke up about 6:30 a.m. in the morning. And I said, well, you know what? I'm awake. I might as well get up and get moving. And y'all, I was up and dressed and made the bed and was on the road, had my coffee and a biscuit from the McDonald's, and y'all, I was on the road by 7 a.m. in the morning. Y'all, I was back here at the Fat Cave. Not the Fat Cave. What is this called? This is called the Villa. Back here at the Villa by noon, lunchtime. And y'all, I unpacked everything and all, and this was on Saturday, and y'all, the deadline for signing up for the Pride 48 June event was for right. So y'all worked on the schedule for the June event, and y'all got that all done, and got it on over to old Crooked Hat, and he said, lovely, because he didn't have to do it. And y'all, it's chitter-chatted with that Alex Lefevre. Y'all, I was trying to find a time when we could do the very first, but first, little show, and not in a so he could be on it, y'all. He was going to be on vacay, so y'all, we figured out that. And he wasn't going to be able to watch any of the episodes. I said, well, the first episode doesn't come on until after we do the first episode of But First. And so, so we're just going to kind of preview. Big Fanny, you're going to be able to do that for an hour? Well, I guess. I don't know. But old Crooked Hat wanted to do that. So, I'm just the pretty one. Yes, Big Fanny. Got that all done. Y'all, I was on, did my nipple walk, got me a share, and I was on that stick it with a poke, little show, y'all, then I was off to the Dudley-Do-Rights, Granny and Durwood. Durwood was a little late getting there. He had to go to a gravitation, so he arrived, and who else was there? Big Dick was there, and John, and there was another guy. He said he was straight, but I'm like, there are 1,000 bars in Charleston, and he just happened to end up in the only homosexual one in Charleston. But Granny was buying him beers. Beh! Fanny, Granny's a whore. Y'all come to find out he knew Durwood. Bee, Fanny. But he is straight. Big Fanny, yeah, uh-huh, sure. But y'all, he was very nice. And Ryan was there also. This was the little Ryan that was there last week. It wasn't the little Ryan that was there 2 weeks ago. But anyway, y'all came home after a couple of cocktails, and y'all slept pretty well. on a Saturday night, then got up Sunday morning. You know, I don't get the newspaper anymore. And so, y'all, I just had my coffee and watched the CBS Sunday morning and played a little bit of my Candy Crush. Y'all, then I went for my nipple walk. Y'all, the humidity's been down, so even in the heat, with the humidity's not too bad, and there's a breeze blowing, y'all, it's actually tolerable. And y'all got my share, and y'all, then I contacted Sadie of Sadie's Shearing Services. I go through Miss Kitty to make appointments for that, and Sadie was able to take me in today, and y'all just did a touch-up on my last shearing before I went over to Hatlanta, you know, because y'all, I'm heading to the with Granny midday on Thursday, y'all. It's the Pone Star Inappropriate Behavior Party over there. Big Fanny, the party? Party, not potty. Big Fanny. Even though there may be, well, anyway. We're heading over there on Thursday, barring any calamities in Hatlanta. Big Fatty's gonna be the MC at that. Yes, Big Fatty, you don't have to worry about getting on the micro hoist, you running your mouth. That's true. And so that's coming up later this week. But y'all, Sadie got me all taken care of, and y'all, I went by the Sam's Club to get the petroleum. And let's just see, where did I pay here today? $2.22. Big Fatty, I hear the steam coming out of Dr. Stone's nostrils and ears right now. Yes? So I filled up old Ruby Red, and we're set to go on Thursday. Y'all came on home here, and I had a package of shake and bake, yes, Big Fatty, and a couple of butterflied boneless pork chops, yes, Big Fatty, and y'all, so we did the shake and bake, yes, Big Fatty, and I helped, and so got them in the oven right now, and I'm going to have that for my supper, and I'm going to have some, y'all, antioxidant blend of the Green Giant vegetable, frozen vegetables. Y'all, I found another one. It had little potatoes and sugar snap peas and red peppers in it and everything. And y'all, I'm going to have that with my poke chop. Y'all, then Sunday night, I'm recording this before this, of course, and we're going to have the state of the station over there at thepride48.com and announce the schedule for the June event. And y'all, I will give you a full recap of all that on tomorrow's little show. And y'all, that pretty much was Big Fatty's weekend. Yes, Big Fatty! Yeah, that's it. And y'all, one thing I meant to... Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, one other thing I was going to tell you, y'all, when I was chitter-chatting with that Alex Lefebvre, he was in the middle of a performance of the Aladdin, and I told him, I said, tell Aladdin I said hi, and I've got a special chair he can sit on that's a lot more fun than that old rug he flies around on. Benny, you're vulgar. Anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the Blime Time. You know, they're not going to participate in Pride 48. Big Fatty, who imagine that? Mr. Cackle, what do you think of Big Fatty's weekend?
He is so anal.
Well, Big Fatty, he's not wrong in that evaluation, that's for sure.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.